My name is Liza Eller. I recently had a chance to sit down with Hotchkiss resident Mike Hillman to talk about a life-changing experience he had. In May of 2016, Mike was doing some yard work at his home when he had a tragic accident. His wife, Chris, and daughter, Brooke, were close by when it happened. Here, Mike tells me what he can remember about that day.
I was trimming a tree, maybe 20 foot in the air, and I trimmed a branch, and the branch came down and hit the bottom of the ladder, and it flung me off the ladder, and I flew maybe 20 feet from where the ladder was from the impact of the branch hitting the ladder. So I hit the ground, and luckily Chris and Brooke were home, and they heard something and came out and found me laying there. And I remember my wife. I told her I was sorry. I said, I'm sorry, honey, this is it. And I know. And she says, no, no, no. And I can remember my wife and Brooke. And my wife at the time was on oxygen because she had West Nile. So luckily she had oxygen there. The fall really collapsed my lungs. I landed on my head, and I remember hitting the ground, and they got the oxygen machine on me. The paramedics came, and I remember the ambulance. I think I remember a police car. I think I remember the helicopter landing in the yard. But then I didn't have any memory for, I don't know how long. I was in a coma for a while.
Mike was paralyzed from the neck down. He spent the next few months at St. Mary's and other facilities in Colorado. He was in a coma for part of that time, had surgeries on his neck and lungs, and could not eat or breathe on his own. Respirators, ventilators, and feeding tubes kept him alive.
I remember my wife would take a sponge, and she would give me a sponge full of iced tea. And you had no idea what it's like not to eat or drink and not to be able to talk.
Some of the hospitals Mike went to were not set up to help people with the spinal cord injuries like his. He tried for over a month to become a patient at Craig Hospital in Denver. Craig is a world-renowned rehabilitation hospital that exclusively specializes in neurorehabilitation. After a hard month at another hospital, Mike was admitted to Craig.
Craig facility I was at for 90 days. It's truly a unbelievable place. Their approach to healthcare and the way it's set up, they're a nonprofit hospital. They have absolutely anything that someone in my situation could possibly need. They're connected to Swedish Hospital. So even though they're a rehab hospital, they're able to come get you on in a bed and move you for MRIs, x-rays. I had blood clots, you know, there's a lot of medical stuff that's still going on. This computer that sits behind me here is a product that I learned to use at Craig, and I'm currently starting a book on the Gunnison River. And so today was like my day one. I wrote 6 pages.
Before Mike's accident, he loved to fish and hunt. The book he is writing will be about those adventures.
Last year, on the Gunnison River, I spent 97 days with my yellow lab rose. I kept a journal, and last year on the Gunnison River, I caught 2,030 trout and documented every day. I rarely fished in areas that weren't wilderness. I walked the wilderness for almost every one of those trips. In 97 days, I got to experience the most unusual wildlife experience I've ever had in my life. Down Duncan Trail. Yeah, who goes down Duncan Trail in February with snow? Yeah, why not? So me and John Bledsoe, a good friend, go down one day, and the whole way down the trail there's lion tracks and there's snow, and I don't know, if you've been down Duncan, it's not a good place to go with snow. The bottom part's iffy. And at any event, lion tracks down the whole way. We get down to the river, we're fishing, having a great day, and Rose starts barking, River Dog Rose. And I knew there was no people. She would bark at people as they came up the bank, you know, but we rarely saw people where we fished. And at any event, she barked, and I was like, oh, the lion's right behind me. I know he is. Well, no, I turned around, and there's a beautiful full-curl ram that I was able to go take pictures of, and she was at the bottom of his rock wagging her tail and he was standing up top. So I got pictures of Rose, and then I went and took pictures, selfies, with the ram standing above me.
Mike has been home now for almost 5 months. This is a brand new home for the Hillman family. While Mike was still in the hospital, it was determined that he would need to live in a home that was handicapped accessible and better equipped for a quadriplegic. Friends Ray and Celeste Wosky led a huge volunteer effort to build the Hillman's new home. There were multiple fundraisers to help the family as well.
I'm home. I'm in the Hillman house, which is an unbelievable accomplishment. For everyone that was involved, you have no idea what it beats. And as I sat in the hospital fighting for my life, and I heard all of the things that are going on in the fundraisers, I am absolutely amazed at what was done here. From the date of purchase of the land to the date I moved in was 6 weeks. 6 weeks for a 1,780 square foot house. It was a collaboration of great people with great ideas in a community that is unbelievable. When I was at Craig and people heard the stories that were going on for me, they had a very hard time believing it. And I said, believe me, if they say they're going to get this done, they're going to get this done.
I wondered how Mike overcame all the challenges he experienced.
When I was in the hospital, they would ask me, Mike, how do you keep your head? How are you so focused? How do you do it? And I have two pictures in there that I would look at of my family. And I said, that's all I need. I don't need to be able to go do what I did before. But if I get to be a grandpa in life, I'm not gonna get down through my disability. I'm focused and I'm driven and I'm not a quitter. The last injury I had took me out of work for 5 years, and in my opinion was worse than this one. I had three vertebrae fused in that, but the head injury was ridiculous. And this one, I don't have the head injury so much. I still have problems from the last head injury. It comes back, but this, I guess it's a miracle. I don't know. I've been through two real near-death experiences. And I've got a lot to be thankful for, but family is really all it took. The pictures I looked at are a picture of my son and daughter, my wife and I, at the Resurrection Christian game, which my son had a outstanding game in Paonia, yeah. And so that was one of the pictures, and that put us to Buena Vista. Unfortunately, we got beat there, but things happen. And anyway, the other picture is of my son and daughter and my wife and I at state track last year. And so those are the two, with all our Paonia gear. And
Everyone's
it's,
seen that one.
yeah, well, that's so the two are in there in my bedroom, and you're more than welcome to look at them. And that's the two that kept me going. That's all it took.
This is Liza Eller for KVNF.